Blog Talk Radio.
Redemption by Blessed Prayer Partner and Brother Soul, Spirit, and Body, Isaac Gordon from the Blessed Franklin Chul here in Kesakon Heights. This is now Soul Quest as we turn down the title track from this album, Generation Redemption. Excuse me, Rabbi Isaac, as we try to get to the big show. As Ed Sullivan say, we hope to have a really big shoot today. Actually, so as we don't want to have a big show, we want to have a meaningful show. We chime in today with Soul Class number 221. Now, originally when I prepared for the show very impromptu, during out the week, and it wasn't so easy because we had a couple of days. Baruch Hashem, blesses the Creator, the last days of the biblically prescribed observation of Torah holidays, Shemini Atzeres, and Simchat Torah, that I didn't have enough time to really prepare, but we hope to chime in with a brief impromptu effort. What is something that every human being can inherit from human ancestor, from our common human ancestors, and hope you can hear the live jam or you're convinced to listen to the archive version. Maybe you want to join in. It's less than a half hour to go, about 25 minutes to go, or less, probably even more less. You can call in at 1-347-838-8669. I'd like to read and share with you the following thoughts. In the merit of a complete healing for Perah Pinkel, Maras Perepinkel Bas Frencha, may she rest in peace. Frencha being the one that rests in peace, but Perepinkel is the mother of my Rav. And hopefully that there will be good news coming from Eretz Hakodesh, the holiness of the Perepinkel Bas Frencha. Also from my dear mother, Yitzchak Bas Chaya Sara, Yosef Ben Luna Louisa, Ariel Ben Devora, Mordechai Ben Sara, or Matal Bas Bela. Again, if you want to chime in for a couple minutes, but it's 1-347-838-8669. Let's go right to the show. Okay, blessed souls, we are going to be gleaning from a part of a Hasidic teaching, which was put together by the, spoken by the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson, Schulze Yogan Leno, may his merits protect us. As the merits of a Torah scholar, an authentic, true Torah scholar, how much more so one from the royal house of David and Solomon, certainly can assist in our ways walking through the world that we live in right now. Now, although in the past, blessed souls, again, I just want to say that I'm gleaning from the inspirations of this Hasidic discourse delivered. It will be 47 years tomorrow that the Rebbe spoke these matters, or matters that I will be gleaning from. Although we discussed in brief in recent months the concept of inheritance, we now will revisit this concept briefly again. Why do we do so? Well, mainly because, blessed souls, we believe in divine providence, Hashkacha Pratis. Specifically, the spiritual engine, as I have been accustomed to accessing primarily and sharing with you, blessed souls, via my humble efforts, have been from, in fact, Hasidic teachings, Hasidic Maimorim, delivered, as we mentioned at the beginning, Lubavitcher Rebbe, which he delivered from 1951 to 1992, corresponding to the Hebrew lunar calendar years, Tavshin Yud Aleph until Tavshin Nun Beis. For your information, I chose to glean from a weekly periodical, which is called Dvar Malchut, which can be translated as the word of kingship relating to the human experience of speech, specifically speech of Torah to empower, speech of Torah to enlighten, speech of Torah to encourage the Hasidic Brotherhood of Chabad Lubavitch, and in general, all the human inhabitants of this blessed world, otherwise known in the Hebrew, Kol Bo'e Olam. So, back to our brief, terse perspectives for you to do the research on yourself, blessed souls, on the concept of inheritance. And if you hear a rumbling sort of outside of my own voice, there was a fire next to our house this morning. And one of the owner of the house, I think her name is Mrs. Isaacs, was taken to the hospital. May most God bless her and heal her and help her speedily repair her house in the most peaceful and pleasant way possible. Now, getting back to the idea of inheritance. From one angle, you don't work, how much more so, you don't really toil for your inheritance, that which is truly your inheritance. And therefore, what you inherit, blessed souls, can be a source of empowerment for you. However, an inheritance can also present itself to you as actually a source of even embarrassment or self-effacement. Boshit ponim. One might ask, why that, if one has a rightful inheritance, shouldn't one's rightful inheritance be a source, if one has a rightful inheritance, why shouldn't it be a source of joy and gladness? Rejoice, be happy, you've inherited something. However, blessed souls, we're talking about a type of Torah-dictated consciousness that when one comes to interface with one's inheritance, at one point one hopefully will also tune into one's inner sensitivity, configure to one's divine image, one's tzelem Elokim, towards one's own self-sense of spiritual actualization, where one becomes actually humbled by the fact there are moments in life where sudden upliftment in our experiences is accessible and actualized for us, and we feel humbled in the process, And sometimes we feel unworthy, and sometimes we are elevated beyond our normal expectations of empowerment. So that very process of being elevated through becoming aware of one's inheritance, receiving it freely, can be looked at from different angles. For instance, the very process of being elevated positively can be, as we'll give some examples, being physically elevated, growing in size and natural muscle mass, having a natural leg, arm, pelvic strength, and never having to work for it. One can also have a natural inclination to being, have inherited from one's family, ancestors, a sense of intellectual elevation. I mean, some people are smarter than others. But everyone has, we might add parenthetically, an acute form of intelligence which no other human person being possesses. And therefore, it's upon all of us to explore what is our unique human intelligence, whether it be in mathematics, physics, English, human relations, acts of charity, learning prayer, and a list of other human endeavors. Now, there's also the idea that one can become suddenly emotionally elevated, where one's natural emotions can be suddenly broadened, strengthened, and have a great desire to seek their source of nourishment from where they draw their emotional elevation, which can mainly be, in certain scenarios, from the practical condensation of an intellectual concept. Then there's a case of elevation through spiritual elevation, where one is given free and open access into the worlds of, one, concealment and revelation, two, the worlds of essence and the dispersal of that essence, and three, the overall totality of existence, where there's a contraction of the revelation of that totality of existence, and then there can be the elicitation of that revelation of that existence, and there can be also the appreciation of the awareness of the bestower/giver/and/receiver relationship. With all the above being said, blessed souls, we now turn to another source of discussion for meditative purposes. And from a Hasidic perspective, we're going to pull again, something which is briefly mentioned in the Hasidic discourse by the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and is something that we of Israel had read seven times before the blowing of the shofar. And we're talking about chapter 47, and I'm going to briefly read to you chapter 47. And here it goes. Let me just get to the page. For the conductor, a psalm by the sons of Korach. Okay, these were written by the sons of Korach, who was a cousin of Moshe Rabbeinu, the mighty Levite prophet. It was not written by King David. And please bear note, blessed souls, as a parenthetical fact, that if you look at all 150 chapters of Psalms, not all of them were in fact written by King David. That's just a matter of you doing more research into the matter. Certainly encourage you to do so. For the conductor, a psalm by the songs of Korach. All you nations, clap hands, sound the shofar to God with the sound of jubilation. For the Lord is most high, awesome, a great king over all the earth. He subdues people under us, nations beneath our feet. He chose our heritage for us, the glory of Jacob, of whom he loves eternally. God ascends through Truah, which is a form, one of the types of cadences one can blow when blowing the shofar, the ram's horn. The Lord, through the sound of the shofar. Sing, O sing to the Creator. Sing, O sing to our King. For God is King over all the earth. Sing, O man of understanding. God reigns over all nations. God is seated on his holy throne. The most noble of the nations are gathered, the nation of the God of Abraham. For the protectors of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. So here we see, blessed souls, that there is something here for all of us which was plucked out of this Hasidic discourse by the Lubavitcher Rebbe, which I read in full, this psalm, which alludes to this idea that the one true inheritance for all people is that certain people have been designated to be protectors of the earth, and those protectors of the earth belong under the domain of the Most High. And if you're one of the protectors of the earth, surely you shall inherit the protection needed to help protect the earth of the Most High. It's a parenthetical thought. Now, oh yeah, I did not mention another type of inheritance, just so as you possess, which no one can take away from you. And hopefully once you are somewhat towards in the direction of becoming fully aware of your internal spiritual, cognitive, spiritual inheritance, we use it. You will use it for your benefit, and hopefully for the benefits of the human family experience. Namely, that you, blessed soul, brother or sister, human being, child of the Creator, descendant of original man and woman, contain within yourself all forms of cause and effect relationships that preceded you, are contained within you, all forms of cause and effect relationships, which can directly affect you and hopefully other human beings in a way that you can be the cause to bring about effects in other human beings in a positive manner. But what preceded your existence, blessed souls, way above Olam Asiyah, the world of action? What preceded your existence, blessed souls, above the world of speech, Olam Yetzirah? What preceded your existence, blessed souls, above the world of thought, Olam HaBriyah, Olam HaMachshava? This existence, this type of godly existence, Metziyot Eloki, Metziyot Elyon, is truly independent of our existence, which filters down to us. Now, being conscious of this consciousness has a name unto itself. It's known as Yichudo Ila'a, the higher realm of unification, where by all matters of space, time, and soul exist merely as prepotential states of existence. And this involves the interfacing of two of the Creator's divine names, each name being a source of divine attributes which can be understood intellectually and can be entertained within the human heart on an emotional capacity, in order to share it with other human beings. Now, though, two of those names of the Most High, there is a four-letter name of the Creator, which is associated with the Ein Sof, the infinite Creator, the aspect of the Creator being infinite, meaning that the infinite Creator is beyond all limitations. And this is connected to the four-letter ineffable name, the Yud, followed by the He, followed by a Vav, and then ending with a He. And this four-letter name interfaces with a five-letter name for the Creator, which is Elohim. This is an Aleph, followed by a Lamed, then followed by a He, and then followed by a Yud, and then followed by a Mem Sofit, which is associated with the Creator being, the Creator, not the Creator being, but the Creator, excuse me, being the source of all measurements or limitations. So the fusing together of the four-letter name of the Most High with the five-letter name of the Most High is where there is a preponderance of Shefa, of bounty, controlling the interfacing between those two divine names, which broadcasts into the creation and knowledge of that prepotential state of all matter above the world of action, speech, and thought, Olam Asiya, Olam Yitzira, Olam Abriya, in Olam Atzilus, the world of intellect, which is also known as the Olam Ein Sof, the world of the infinite Creator, the infinite world. So, with this, we really have to go more into this, but we're going to have to, you know, I think, start a series called What Can You Inherit Part 2, where we'll hopefully go deeper into this matter, because it involves fundamental knowledge of some of the most essential aspects of the Torah, the fundamental principles of Torah, to believe in the one true Creator, but not in a sense of numerical oneness. But in the meantime, let's all get ready for Shabbos, whether it be of the children of Israel to observe it, or the children of Noah to celebrate it. We're gonna get ready for the Shabbos now with Lord Get Me High, live by Rabbi Shlomo Carlbach. Ahava chad, one love, gorel chad, one destiny kulana for all of us, but darchi shalom, in a peaceful way, darchi noam, in a pleasant way. And bless those, please, please, I beg and I pray, and bless all of you. Do not overestimate the negativities in yourself, which the world will call evil, and don't underestimate the good, the virtues, the miles that you have in yourself. And once you became aware of that, of those two perspectives, those two levels to meditate upon, help make it a better world. And let's get rid of jealousy, hatred, and unnecessary competition between human being and human being to help prepare the world. But darchi shalom, in a peaceful way, a darchi shalom, pleasant way, the means by which we can greet the line of Judah, the Arishal Yehuda, who are out Torah Chadashah, a higher dimension of Torah to heal the human family experience. Take care, everyone. Shabbat shalom.
Lord, get me high, get me high, get me high. Lord, get me high, get me higher. Lord, get me high, get me high, get me high. Lord, get me high, get me higher. Higher. Thank you.